Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It is 2022. We're still drinking beers.
Yeah.
We're fully back to a table. Andrews no longer has the black plague that we all have received at one point in time recently. But we are here for 2021. We are starting off the year with some Pizza Boy. We've been sitting on this for, a couple weeks now?
Yeah, about a month maybe. I was down there and grabbed a nice little sample to bring back.
Yeah, and I couldn't think of a better place to start for the year is a Pizza Boy episode, because I'm a fan of what they do down there. One of the only places when you will go buy some beers, you always get a six pack and not the four. And it's usually around the same price as most places charge for a four pack.
And they do both now, but they also have they have pretty much every beer you can grab in singles too, but a straight like six pack price.
Yeah. You can mix and match stuff.
Yep. Which is, I wish more breweries would do that.
I know we usually get Pizza Boy in, we break them into fours.
Yeah,
at the store, just because when they sit in sixes, people seem to not want to buy the sixes.
Yeah,
so when we broke them into fours, then people were buying them more frequently.
Yeah, and they do a lot of they get fancy with a lot of beers, but they also like stick to their like the lagers and the ales and stuff like that too. So they have stuff that you can that's good for crossover beer drinkers, but also stuff that like they mix it up, like the Gummy Dicks beer. They're fun. They're a fun brewery.
Plus, like their tap list is just awesome. Like beyond their own like 30 beers they have on tap, they have like another like 50 of everywhere else.
Yeah, and they support other places. You can walk in a Pizza Boy and not even drink a Pizza Boy beer.
Yep.
Yeah, like I said, and it's cool because it is a pizza shop. You can go get, and the pizza's good.
Oh yeah, yeah, fantastic.
That's almost as many pizzas as there are beers.
Yeah, yeah,
dude. Their Whistler Stromboli, ooh, that's so good with the like hot peppers and the salami. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it's a fun episode. So it's good. It's a great way to bring in the new year with a fun brewery from Pennsylvania.
Sorry. And it's also one of the most beautiful seasons of the year.
Yeah, it is.
Nugget Nectar is back.
So that is our show beer that we will be sipping on in between. I actually found this too. It's been in my car forever since the concert when I bought the Haze Charmer bottle opener.
But nice.
It's a planchette.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. It fits our spooky theme here. The live chat is open if you want to tell us what you're drinking on a Sunday. Who already got a like here in the chat? It's your mom.
It's my mom.
Your mom, of course. Showing us love. Thank you. I feel like I've drank a soda, so I have that weird soda phlegmy thing going on, because I was trying to at least get something in me before it was a bunch of beers. But yeah, if you guys want to support us, we do have a Patreon. It is $1 or $5 a month. It's like buying us a coffee every month, and that money goes to helping us pay for some stuff like the StreamYard that we use. And if we do have stuff on the side, which normally we don't because it goes to that.
Because contrary to probably release, podcasts aren't free.
Yeah, it costs money to host podcasts. And we always try to get better equipment, and we have a lot of cool things in mind when it comes to equipment, how we can improve and keep doing cool things and make it easier to travel with our equipment. So anything helps to support. We also have a website you can go check out, iwepnetwork.com. It shows off all of our shows that are on the network. We have something going on, either audio only, or we have some video podcasts that are a lot of fun to watch. Like wrestling, we have two wrestling podcasts. We have a buddy podcast, a spirituality podcast, a paranormal podcast, and a pop culture podcast. And then if you want them all smashed together into one, there's Bangin' Beers.
Hell yeah.
We just talk about all that stuff, and then we just throw beers into it. So there's really no limits to what conversations can go here. We really don't plan on what we're talking about for the most part, so
we do a bit. Well, that's one of the things we're going to kind of work on for 2022, and we've been posting in the in our Facebook group, which is 1.1k strong members currently.
Yeah,
so you know, let us know what you guys want to talk about. Like, we have some really cool ideas that we're going to be starting to work on here in the beginning of the year, and we'll talk about it a little bit during the episode. But we've been getting a lot of new people contributing to the group and sharing what they're drinking and talking interacting with each other. So please keep that up. It's awesome. Like, the growth over the past, I'd say even just week and a half, probably for between Christmas and New Year's, we've seen an uptick of people posting and sharing what they've been drinking, interacting with other posts, you know, so please keep it going. It's been awesome.
Yeah, I think my neighbor up the street is going to be joining us. I think I'm going to invite him for the treehouse episode.
Cool.
Have him come up, because he literally lives right up the street. I call it the suicide house he lives in, because a guy unfortunately killed himself in the house when we first moved on the block. It was a whole ordeal. But then, like, we always made, like, not made jokes. We're like, oh my God, like, no one's ever, like, it laid empty for a long time.
Yeah.
And then
yeah, he bought it. As they tend to do, I
yeah,
guess.
And he bought it. I was like, oh my God, you bought the Suicide House. But yeah. Yeah, it was a crazy story. But yeah, he may be joining us very soon for an episode. We're going to invite him up for Treehouse. Maybe he'll be someone you'll see pop in and out throughout the year and joining us here and there, because he only lives up the street and we can get him all tuned up and then have him walk home. But yeah.
Also, in the community page, if people would even want, if they don't drink, but they go to breweries with someone else,
yeah,
that they can post about the food even.
Yeah. Well, here's,
like,
the thing.
Like, if they have a good meal that you like there.
Exactly.
Like, if that's your thing, you can use it for that.
Yeah. If you go to a local bar and they have good food, let us know about it. Let us know, like, food. Like, we're cool with food posts. I'm cool with beer posts. I'm cool with, like, pop culture posts. If you, like, I'm going to start maybe putting some pop culture stuff in there. Like, hey, like, here's a new thing or a new movie coming out or a movie trailer. Like, it doesn't technically have to be beer. The only thing we ask is, if you're another person who's in the content creating space and you're not making beer-related content, don't just dump your shit in there. Contribute. Be a part of it. Talk to us. Don't just dump your stuff in. And I think that's a fair thing to
ask. It's very fair. I mean, it's like it's right in the rules of the group. Like, we're here for collaboration, but not free advertising.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, like, if you want to contribute to our group, we don't care what you share. But if you are just a random, oh, I'm going to post this to 18 groups today because to try to get traffic, then, you know.
And listen, I'm guilty of it. When I first started podcasting, I did the same exact thing. I shared it 100 times a bunch of different places, and it got me nowhere.
Yeah, and honestly, I think it's detrimental to do that stuff, because I see people, like, just keep spamming their shit on 18 different groups, and then I'm like, well, fuck that person.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get our first one out of the way here. Let's start talking about it. This is the Murren Myers beer.
I love this can. Yeah.
they've had, is this?
Yeah, I had one before.
Yeah, this is, I think, the second time they put it out. The first one had, like, the classic Halloween and poster, but it was a lemon instead of a jack-o'-lantern.
I think the last time it was just a lemon IPA.
So this is a take on their old one, but this is a new beer. Yep. Because I'm looking at the past photos and it's completely different.
Look at the ABV.
Yeah, it's 6.66%.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. I wonder how they got by using. We won't get into that in case there's a little shenanigans.
I will say, I'm gonna pose a question just because it's hard related there. Do you think Muppets Take Manhattan and Jason Takes Manhattan happen in the same universe?
I hope so.
But, like, it's like 1984, and they're like, oh, all these Muppets are trying to take over Manhattan, and then they get, like, 5 years off, and then Jason shows up. They're like, not again.
And then, God damn it.
And then the Statue of Liberty starts walking down the street.
Yep.
I would like to hope so.
Like, New York City was a really weird place in the 80s and 90s. I'm looking for it. I can't seem to find the old lemon.
I don't think there's it's the same. It's just Murren Myers. I think they just put a different label.
Yeah.
It's just a different label they put on it.
Yeah, because I think they had that out, and then they started the Murren River series.
Yeah, it's a variant of their Murren River series IPA.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Because I do remember them having a Halloween Michael Myers lemon beer.
Yeah, it was the same one. It was just a different label.
Okay.
It was like 2 years ago, I think. Because, like I said, it was like the classic Halloween poster, but instead of a jack-o'-lantern, it was a lemon lantern.
Yep. Yeah. All right, cool. What do we got here for the write-up? It just says lemon puree, lemon zest, lactose, and oats. Nothing else really there. 6.66 ABV, 87 check-ins by everybody, so under 100, and zero of us have checked it in, so super exciting. Let me put it on the untapped. One of you's already tried it that you could talk about?
Yeah, my thing about this beer, I really like this beer. I wish I feel like this is a more of a summer beer for me, though. Like, it's a very nice,
wow,
crispy, lemony, refreshing.
Like really lemony.
Yeah, it's super lemony.
Yeah, that definitely, I agree with the summer vibe.
See, I think this is, if I remember the last lemon beer they made, I felt like it was a lot stronger lemon. This is actually very subtle, for me anyway.
I think it's strong and sweet.
Yeah, I get a lot of lemon. Like, it's super lemony. But the hops are still, like, you can still get the hop character on it.
I normally don't like lemon beers because I feel like I'm drinking cleaner. But I do enjoy this.
I think this one's a good balance. Mm-hmm. Plus the Michael Myers theme is always great.
Mm-hmm. Are you excited for the last one? Or has the, like, you were really into the last one, right?
What's that? The movie?
Yeah.
Dude, I loved Halloween Kills. Yep. Yeah. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Like, I wasn't looking for anything other than Michael Myers absolutely brutally murdering people. And that's what I got.
Well, it's like I think you said before, it's like a middle movie. So
yeah.
And it's finally his movie, basically.
Yeah.
Like, if every other movie was about everyone around him, but now it's like him.
Yeah, exactly. So
the only reserves I had is just him turning him into John Wick, where he can just fight like 150 people at one time.
To be fair, he was probably very angry.
Yeah. He's like, he just got his ass whooped, and they're like, let's touch his mask. He's like, no.
He's like, I've had this mask for how many years, and now you finally try to ruin it by burning it.
We also want to thank that Ray Moran for the like, Rich Hair, and also Road Tripping with Rosa gave us a like on Facebook. So thank yous all for the likes. If you hit that share button, that'll also help us out. Let people know we exist. The only other housekeeping thing I forgot to say earlier is if you head over to our website or our link tree, we do have all of our merch is also for sale. So get some Bangin' Beers t-shirts and put them on your bodies and walk around with them and say, hey, we like to listen to these weirdos drink. I hope the Twitch guy joins us today, the barbershop.
Yeah.
It always says we have the perfect beard progression.
Yeah, I cleaned up a little around the edges.
This is tasty.
Yeah, well, like I said, I don't know when this normally comes out. I feel like this came out in October. When was it canned? It was canned on 11/1.
I'm going to say less than 100 check-ins.
Yeah, this is canned on 11/1. So that's my only, I think, critique about this. I think this would be an awesome summer beer, even though with the Myers theme of it, though. But yeah, I mean,
that's a double because it's Meyer lemon too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 The Myers lemons. Yep. But yeah, it's good. Nice, refreshing, easy drinkers. Not overpowering lemon. It's not like super tart.
If you're into horror related stuff and you're into that kind of content, go check out it's called Shudder. It's like Netflix, but it's only strictly horror movies. It's super cheap too. I think it's like $7 a month.
Six or seven bucks
a month. But they just started a new TV show. So if you watch on Netflix, like The Movies That Made Us and The Toys That Made Us, where it takes like a movie and really breaks it down and talks about the history of it and interviews people and really gets their take on it, they make one called like Making a Killer or Behind the Mask or something. I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah. But the first episode is all about the Michael Myers series. And I mean, it goes from the beginning of Michael Myers to the newest movie. Like, it's really up to date. I haven't watched the next one yet, but the next one was Candyman. So I think it talks about the history of Candyman and like the new version of it and stuff, but it's a really cool horror movie TV show, like documentary series, and it interviews like people who were in the movie. Fright Rags made it. They showed their Halloween lunch can and stuff. So yeah, it's a really, really cool series to watch.
It was cool. And then also The Last Drive-In with Joe Bob Briggs. And like, I grew up with Joe Bob, like, he's like the king of the drive-in. I remember a Monster Vision on TNT when I was a kid, where all my depraved horrorness came from when I was like between like 8 and 13.
You know where mine came from? My start of horror movies is either when it was on Tales of the Crypt, or I was a Goosebumps and Are You Afraid of the Dark kid.
Mine was mainly, so my neighbor, I grew up with a neighbor same age as me, but his sister is about 5 years older than us. So like, I'd be over at his house playing Nintendo and she'd be watching like Friday the 13th and stuff when we were like six and she was like 10 or 12. So like, and I get hooked on it, and then Night of the Living Dead and all that. And then Joe Bob would be on every like Friday, Saturday night. I used to stay over my one buddy's house. We'd watch the Monster Vision every like Saturday night, and it was always like a double feature, and he always breaks down the movies and stuff. It was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he has his show on, Shutter. He has a show on Shudder, The Last Drive-In, too. So,
but that was like, even back in the day, we would go into the video store.
Oh, yeah.
And I would like wander into the horror section and just pick a movie because there was no way of seeing a trailer. No way of knowing what it was about. You're like, oh, that looks neat. And,
you
always, and then you rent it.
You always got to like, the B-rated ones.
Well, yeah. Either B-rated ones.
They had the best covers.
Oh, yeah.
Or then you end up watching a movie like Sleepaway Camp when you're 11 years old. And you're just like,
you're like, what the hell?
What the hell's going on?
Like a weird turn here.
Yep.
Didn't expect that at all.
It was funny because growing up, my mom worked at Hattestee's, and Hattestee's used to have a video rental place. And I always got everything, all the video games and stuff for free to rent. And I'd ride my bike down there and I'd go grab a handful of horror movies on this and every summer, like when I was in during summer break. And me and my buddies would do just watch horror movies like I got from Hattestee's. Yeah.
Our buddy's grandmother owned a video store, so we'd go and get videos from Genie's Video in Monty City, and we'd always watch the B-rated ones, and we're just like, what the fuck are we watching? Like,
oh yeah,
because they weren't ones that were popular. They were just ones that but they had the coolest covers.
Celebrity Babes in the Slam Ball Bolarama.
What's Slumber Party Massacre?
What's the Hotel Hell?
Motel Hell. Oh, yeah, dude, that was fucking awesome.
I have that on Blu-ray.
Skeeter. So.
What's the one where the girl is open, like she's stretching her mouth open, and there's a skeleton inside of it or an eye?
I feel like it's a cover for Dead Alive.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there's like all those ones where like the cover just grabs you. Like,
Dead Alive is such a fucking fever. That's like Peter Jackson's first movie.
I think so. Yeah.
It's like a zombie movie in New Zealand. And
I've seen that.
He gets the fucking lawnmower on his chest. Shit. It's so fucking crazy.
It's almost like we should do random episodes of just B horror movies
Dude, a Dead Alive episode would be fucking awesome. Because that man then created the Lord of the Rings movies.
Yep. I mean, oh, really?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was fun. The old times of video renter where you're just like, now you kind of just look at the screen capture of what's on Netflix.
That's what sucks. Like, I miss going to the movie store and be like, what is this? This cover's amazing. Let's buy this. And then you bring home Shocker, and it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I truly feel if video rental came back, people would do it, but I don't know. Maybe they
I don't think they would.
But I would love it. That was like an annual thing for me and I. We'd go to Blockbuster, and then that's how we got our movie collection, because the bargain bin, we go buy a bunch of movies out of it. So, man, what are some of your favorites?
That's why I'm all over the place with that. I mean, I'm behind the times. I couldn't tell you anything recent, but the horror and monster movies and stuff like that, we said a couple episodes back, I've always been like a big fan of the Godzilla universe there. Mm-hmm. All the guys running around the rubber monster costume.
Have you seen the newer ones yet?
A couple of them.
Yeah. The new ones, I enjoy them.
Dude, the Kong vs. Godzilla was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
The weird Centerverse was strange, but...
You know, and even like...
Center of Hollywood. Like,
some of the ones that use like the claymation or the stop action stuff, you know, like the Sinbad or the one from like the 60s, not
Jason and the Argonauts,
stuff like that.
There's a horror movie that uses the claymation. It's not super old, but it's not super new either. It had like a 3-movie series called Hatchet.
Oh yeah, that's the one with Kane Hodder.
Yeah, or even Army of Darkness has
Army of Darkness.
Yeah, awesome. Stop motion.
Yeah.
Give me some sugar, baby.
Dude, so the apparently fun thing with Army of Darkness is that apparently Peter Jackson, when he did the Battle of Helm's Deep for Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers, got a lot of his inspiration from the castle siege in Army of Darkness.
Oh, really?
Yeah. To make like one of the most epic battles in cinematic history. That's one of my favorite. Rish and I, when I was down with the Rona, we always try to watch them at least once a year. But right before Christmas, we went through the entire extended edition Lord of the Rings trilogy. And
oh god,
yeah,
I can watch them back to back to back to back, and they're still good. They're so good.
Heidi watched them all extended versions, and then she watched all the Hobbits.
Oh, I would advise against that.
Yeah, and she was like, I'll never get that time back ever. Well, again.
The
Hobbit's different because that was like a short story, basically.
The Hobbit's the smallest book, and they turned into 3 fucking movies.
Yeah,
I mean, you say The Hobbit's the smallest book, but that's still probably close to 300 pages.
It is, but it's just the amount they put into it, and it felt phoned in. Like, that's my problem with it. Like, they just like it did not have the care that the Lord of the Rings trilogy did. Like. Even today, because you look back at it now, watching it today, and these movies came out, they filmed them all together. Like, they came out, 3 years apart, but they filmed them all together. So they're 20 years old now. Everything still holds up. The CGI,
everything.
But you watch The Hobbit, and it looks like a fucking video game.
Yeah.
Like, Legolas looks weird as fuck, and Legolas isn't even in The Hobbit. Like, they just threw him in there because of
fanfare.
He's popular.
All right, so our next one report here is Pro Hopped. From Pizza Boy.
A German-inspired IPA with Callista and Spalter Select hops. So I've never had this one before. I grabbed this one because I thought it sounded interesting.
140 check-ins. One friend has checked it in. Charles Cunningham from Ales and Hampton. Hampton. Pizza Boy. That's where he checked. He actually checked it in there. He gave it a 4. He didn't no write-up, but he gave it a 4. 7.26 ABV. Yeah. 100 in total, 160 total, 9 monthly check-ins. Kind of, and then my highlight is Charles. Let's see if we have any highlights here.
That is like a Pilsner IPA hybrid. I mean,
I was gonna say, is it like a lager hop?
Kind of, yeah. It's like got that maltiness, but there's still that hoppiness to it of the IPA.
Yeah,
and it's got like that lager, like bocky,
malty, touch of caramel, a little bit of honey.
Yeah,
with the mixes with the hop spitter. It's different.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
Yeah, not in a bad way either. But
oh wow, yeah, it is pretty clean. So you had a chance to have a specialty beer that nobody will ever have because you got it at a concert.
Oh yes,
I tried to get him to smuggle one for us. He said you can't because they're already opened.
Yeah,
and I said, listen, Morty, I need you to stick those seeds way up your butt.
You wouldn't want to have that beer then, man. So yeah, we had a little trip 2 weeks ago. We went to Worcester, Mass, to see a reunion of the band Shadows Fall. It's one of my favorite metal bands growing up. The first time they played together, I think it was 6 or 7 years. They had a reunion show at the Palladium, which is like a legendary hardcore metal venue in New England, with one of my other favorite bands, Unearth. And they had Tinbridge Brewing Company from I can't remember the town in Massachusetts, about an hour away, but they brewed a Destroyer of Senses New England IPA specifically for Shadows Fall for the show. And the guitar player of the band Wage War that was also on the show is the guy who brewed it.
Really?
So he works at Tin Bridge Brewing Company. While they were doing it, they told us that, like, at the show, that, yeah. So the guitar player of Wage War, he's the brewer that did the beer for it, for Tin Bridge Brewing.
How was it?
Fantastic. Super solid New England IPA. I wish I could have brought some cans home, but we tried to look, but they did a can release like the week before, and they were all sold out at the actual brewery, which is about an hour away. But I had a handful of them at the show. They were fantastic. You know, I got the can and everything. We almost had the banner from it.
Oh, really?
So Chuck Brenner from Strikers, he went with us, and he got up to the one like balcony area, and he would like pick it. He was picking it off, and it fell, and he almost had it, and some dude ended up snagging it. So we almost had the banner from it.
Oh man, that
would have been so sick. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. That was my first time to Worcester. So, and then while I was there, I visited the legendary Treehouse Brewing Company while we were there.
That was your first time having their beers, right?
No, I've had their beers before, and they've been fantastic. This is my first time ever actually being there,
though. Yeah.
So Treehouse is interesting. So their beers are fantastic.
They have a limit on how many you can have.
That's there. The thing that was really weird. So you can only buy 2 drafts while you're there.
Really?
Yes. So you have to go on to their app and you buy your 2 drink tickets, basically. And then that's my biggest gripe about the place. So I don't know if this is a normal thing there or if it's something that came up during COVID. Do you know anything about it, Bob?
My impression, and I may be wrong, the impression I got from it was an attempt at crowd control.
Yeah. Which could make sense,
because the place is crazy popular. There's people always trying to get in there. They're dealing with thousands of people a day, and they're trying to cut down on, you know, people just sitting there for hours
drinking.
Well, right. I mean, but number one, you don't get anybody sloppy drunk that way.
Yeah.
And number two, it keeps it flowing.
So yeah.
You're getting more people,
and you're getting your cans out the door too, because you're like, exactly. Okay, you can only have 2 here, but you can buy as much as you want to walk out the door. Yes,
but I think that's my problem, because they had so many great beers that I wanted to try before I, started buying stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just not enough to...
Yeah, like, so I had...
I mean, but on the other hand, it's not like you're going to get a stinker from them.
Exactly, yeah. All the beers are fantastic. The place is awesome. Like, I'd love to go there when it's nice out. It is... I took some pictures of the venue. I'll share them up on the... I'll share them up on the Facebook group. But the place is amazing. Like, it's like a camp. So like, you go in, it's very, very well organized. Like, they have parking, they have like golf carts that'll take you from the parking and stuff to the brewery and stuff. I mean, it's not even that far of a walk, but yeah. It's just a convenience thing. But they have this giant outdoor pavilion. They have all these crazy like Adirondack chairs sitting all along like the wall, and like
the fire pits too.
They have fire pits. They have the indoor brewery. It's all beautiful woodworking. There's live music while we were playing. There was like a jazz like trio playing while we were there, we had, it was cool because we had a week, I'll recap it with the rest of my Mass trip here in a second, but we had a whole day of music through breweries while we were there.
Oh, wow.
So, but like I said, so the way it works is you get your two drink tickets, you buy them online. You go up to the bar, you pick whatever you want. And then any cans and stuff you want, you order them on their app, and then you just set a time you want to pick them up, and they'll have them ready for you.
Oh, okay.
So, there's literally people walking with hand trucks full of like $2,000 worth of beer and shit walking through the place.
Yeah, I have some friends that do that on like two or three times a year.
Well, I mean, you kind of have to if you're going to make a trip up there, but you can only actually sit and have two beers.
Yeah, but that's like where they're like, hey, we're going to Treehouse, and like, if you contribute less than $50, you're not in on the deal.
Yeah. But so me and Fody split a sampler pack. So there was like two beers each one. So me and him split that. Split a case. And the prices honestly are not bad. It was like $120 for a mixed case.
Okay.
Yeah, and between we split it together, and you know, we both got an even amount of beers and something to try and bring home.
It's a little prelude to next week's episode where we're actually going to have some Treehouse beers. So pretty excited to have that.
I probably have enough for two more episodes at home yet.
Oh, too. Shit.
Nice. Well, if we have a full table next week, I would maybe even bring two episodes worth a week.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
Do a double.
Just, when it gets closer, let me know for sure.
Cool. But so Treehouse is really cool. My only gripe is so everyone blows the doors off because of Treehouse's IPAs. I mean, they are fantastic. Like, their King Julius is probably one of the best IPAs I've ever had in my life.
You know, that I see sometimes too. That's another one where people say, like they do with Adroit Theory or a Nutrail, like, oh, they just put the same thing in a different can. I've never had problems to see, but they have their just like those other two, there's something that's unique to them that is, there's a similar hint in all their beers, but they're all, you try three or four in a row.
Yeah,
they're unique. You can tell they're unique.
I could go back. I would bring a case of King Julius home. Like I drank my King Julius can when I was making dinner on New Year's Eve. Holy fuck, is that beer insane?
Yeah.
Like five, it's 6 out of 5.
Yeah,
it's
every single time I've ever had a Treehouse, it's like
so this is fucking good. But their Pilsners and everything else are fucking amazing. Like I'm actually bummed. So the first beer I had was a Citra. It was a double Citra, like Julius, which is one of their flagship IPAs. Fantastic, very good. I had a Hallertau single hop side pull Pilsner, and it was I wanted 30 of them.
Yeah,
like it was that side pull is like, if you have not had a side pull yet, since they're now becoming the new like craze, everyone's getting the side pull task to pull that check, that traditional check style. It just adds a creaminess to the head. Like the head doesn't dissipate the entire beer basically. So every time you drink it, you still get that creaminess of the head, but that crispness of that Pilsner. Holy fuck, dude. I wanted like 30 of them.
Yeah.
It was so good. But they're, like I said, everyone, you know, everyone writes home about their IPAs. I wish I would have got more of their Pilsners and stuff and lagers to bring out. They had a brown ale that was fantastic. Because the four of us, we obviously shared everything that we were having too, because we only able to get two beers. So, but oh my god, dude, it was so good! Really cool place to go. Then we also stopped while I was there. We went to Wormtown Brewing in downtown Worcester, Mass. A lot of traditional styles, fantastic. Everything we had there was great. I had a Berliner Weiss that was perfect. Like it was nice and crisp, not too tart, super light, exactly what I needed at that time of the day. While we were there, there was a duo there called Billy and the Jets, and they pretty much 90% played Elton John and Billy's Joel songs the entire time. And nice. Rich was super jealous, so I kept sending her and her mom videos.
Yeah,
but oh, it was so good. So we had a jazz trio, a Billy and Elton John tribute, and then Shadows Fall, Unearth, and a bunch of metal bands. It was such a good fucking trip.
We're doing a Andy pitched it. Other Andy Header pitched on Not Cool in High School. We were going to do a music episode, and I go, like, you're going to hate everything that everyone else says that's not pterodactyl screaming music. So we'll see how that works out on Tuesday. But tune in if you like music talk. We're going to go around the table and pick our favorites. But
maybe I'll join the live chat on that one.
It is It is going to be quite interesting, because obviously Heidi's genre of music and Andy's genre of music are way too different things. So And I said, like, you can't shit on everyone's thing. He goes, I won't. I go,
no, he will.
You're 100% going to. So that's going to be a fun episode.
Yeah, man, I think I'm going to have to join the live chat on that one.
Yeah. I told him I'd like that music. I just have a hard time with pterodactyl screaming. Like, I'm very lyric driven. So I don't care how good you play your instruments. If all I hear is rah, like, I'm out.
This is a lot of clean vocal stuff, though.
Yeah. He played a little bit of it. Like, the one band he absolutely loves, to me, sounds like dad rock metal. Like, I'm not a huge Avenged Sevenfold guy. Or yeah, like,
I don't like Avenged Sevenfold.
Not Avenged. Who's the other one that he said, you're my nightmare? Is that's them, right?
That's Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah, he said he likes them.
I don't really know if he liked them that much. Yeah. I know he likes older stuff. I don't know if he
likes like their older, like their, yeah, well, like their first album.
I remember he and I discovered them at, we were Best Buy when Waking the Fallen. So this is before Avenged Sevenfold even got huge. I think it was an $8 CD at Best Buy we bought. And it was fucking amazing. And then they turned into butt rock.
Yeah.
Well, they're from Huntington Beach, California,
Orange, Cali,
which is where my aunt lives. And like
one of the Orange County hardcore bands.
Yeah. Like early, probably like early to mid 2000s. I was walking around town and they were playing in like a garage and they were playing at a bar that night. But wow. I was obviously not 21, so I couldn't go and see them there. But like I walked by and they were like practicing because I heard them playing. I'm like, huh.
Oh, wow.
And they go that whole like Orange County hardcore scene of like 18 Visions and Bleeding Through and Avenged Sevenfold and Throwdown and AFI and all those.
Andy will never listen to this, so I'll give you a little spoiler. The first, like, so we're going to go around table and pick all of our favorite bands, and we're all going to go around and pick bands that he absolutely hates just to say they're our favorites, just to fuck with him a little bit. Like, my first pick is Nickelback.
Do it even worse. Culture Club, Wham, Michael Jackson.
He would get into that more than
if we fucking awesome.
Yeah. I think once you say
Nickelback, Korn, Limp Bizkit,
like he'll take off his headphones and just leave. he'll be like no.
The only band he says he absolutely fucking hates that's one of my favorites is I love Linkin Park. Like, I don't know, I've always been a Linkin Park fan. I just like their music.
I've never liked them.
Really? Yeah. I love it, man. I don't know,
just cannot get into them.
I love Mike Shinoda. I think he's,
I mean,
really,
I respect what they do, but I can't listen to them. I hate Chester's voice. I don't know, it just never did it for me.
Yeah, I love Mike Shinoda and Chester.
All right. So, not to interrupt, because we'll go back to what we're talking about here about music and all that, but so this is an interesting one. So this is a Murrin River, which is typically their IPA, but this is a lager variant of it. So this is a Murrin River fermented at 50 degrees with lager yeast. This is a 7.3% alcohol by volume. Lager.
Yeah, I have it up. They actually classify it as an IPL.
Yeah, it's listed. Yeah, it looks like it's IPA. So it's IPL. So
what's it actually called?
It's called Lager Murrin, Murren. So this is a hybrid lager and their Murrin River IPA.
Fucking 7.4 lager.
Good, so like that. Bob said, it's classified as an IPL, which I don't think gets a lot of love. Like, that's one I wish Yingling would back.
That's what I said. I think Yingling was ahead of the curve on the IPL. Like, most of the time they're chasing something, like with the mango and all that. They're coming out with something after the fact.
Yeah.
But the IPL they put out too early.
Yes, definitely like, ahead of its time.
Like, if they would drop that now, like, it would go over, like, they would.
A hoppy as fuck lager, dude.
It would sell like crazy now.
Yeah.
We'll have to add that to our hashtag, bring back the IPL, bring back the Bach.
They put and the funny thing is, every time they make a post, I'm not actually trolling them, because I like their products. I'm a Yingling fan. But every time they're like, what are you drinking today? And it's always like a lager and the flight.
Like, not a Bach.
And I just write, Chetty.
Yep.
Yep. Dude, fucking Chetty.
Well, I don't know whatever happened to that post they made a while ago where they had the IPL and the Bach and
They were looking for like people to vote.
Yeah, they were looking for people to vote on what to bring back.
They got to be bringing back something, right?
Yeah.
Like that, they don't just make that.
I could do without the summer wheat, just because I don't love Hefeweizen.
Nah, I'm not a big
fan. It was all right. But the...
It's not something I would buy a whole case of.
No, I wouldn't buy any of it if it came back, honestly.
This is like, I would probably have one every now and then, but...
I don't like that, like that clovey and breadiness. I just don't love.
To you, does this like Rick and Morty art?
It does. That's what I was thinking too, yeah.
I'll put up to the camera here. Looks like little Rick and Morty. We have Rick and Morty art, and then the next one's gonna have some Simpsons art to it.
That's some Rick and Morty hot sauce.
Oh, hey, really?
Nice. Yeah.
That could be an episode too. We talked about that, having Tim. Get Tim to come down.
And, yeah, that'd be cool.
I had to get the mute switch for that episode. That would be one we would have to do, the mute switches, where you just mute your mic while you're chewing, because it'll drive people crazy. Yeah, yeah. When we actually had the hot sauce episode, that's all.
Did the ASMR episode.
Yeah, that's all. We were trying not to like chew celery into the microphone, but I was trying so hard not to drink my milk. It's a bot.
Fuck the bots.
It's just like Vault RE. I don't know.
Oh, man. So, yeah, this is fucking good.
Yeah, this is definitely a IPL. Indian Pale Lager. It's really good. It does not drink like a 7.4, though.
No, this is absolutely dangerous.
Yep.
Like, if I just had a sip of this, I think 5 tops.
Yeah, I would drink this all day long, and then I would be.
And it's like, I think it's a great balance. Like, it's not like overtly hoppy, but it still has that lager.
Malty and hoppy.
Yeah.
This is my favorite of the bunch so far.
Yeah, this is right now my current winner. But yeah, this is fantastic. Shit. I wonder if they do this regularly.
I sure hope so. This is a home run.
Malty, hoppy, smooth. You would never think this is 7.something%. I feel like I could crush them all day, though.
Yeah,
these are dangerous.
One of the comments when someone checked it in said it's a little too hoppy for a thick lager. To me, this drink's almost as light as a flight. But the flavor profile is there. Like, the flavor punches you in the
face. Like, it's very light drinking. I don't think this is thick at all.
No, this is for what it is. This is very light body.
Yeah,
that's brings into like a post lawnmower.
Yeah,
dude, this is I totally mow to the grass of this beer.
For how light body this is, the flavor is out of this world.
This honestly might be my favorite Pizza Boy beer I've ever had.
This is I agree. I think it just goes.
Not to jump the gun or anything, but this is fucking awesome.
I'm calling my winner right now. That's it. Unless the next two are absolutely fantastic. This is really, really good. Yeah. Holy fuck. Keep this forever.
Oh, if this is regular available, shit, dude, I'll buy a case.
Only 100 check-ins so far.
Yeah,
I feel like Pizza Boy doesn't get the respect that they deserve.
I don't think so either.
Like, I think a lot of people are looking over those crazy, like, the juice and the vibes and whatever. Yeah.
I think the issue there is because there's some other breweries that have surprisingly low check-ins.
Yeah.
And I think it's more of a not having wide-scale distribution.
Man, that could be that, part of it.
We talk about using Untappd all the time, but, you know, maybe 2% of the beer drinking community in the world uses Untappd.
Yeah, I barely use it anymore.
So I mean, even though it's probably the most popular beer app, not a lot of beer drinkers use a beer app. They just go out and they drink beer.
Yep.
Yep.
So then when you team that up with something that might not go more than 50 miles from where it's made,
man,
it gets very, very limited exposure on a platform like this.
Even though I'll see on like the breweries and PA group, people post about Pizza Boy and they'll be like, me. And like,
I think they're fantastic.
It's a great, like, I don't know what people are looking for sometimes in breweries. Like, I'm not looking for a treehouse in every brewery I go to. I want beers that are good, and I want like food options that are good.
But it's also like a variety thing.
Yeah.
Cause like it's the same with Rusty Rail. They don't like choose a lane and stay in it. They like do all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
And it's the same with Pizza Boy. They do all kinds of different stuff. They don't say, oh, well, we're really good at making lagers, so that's all we do.
Well, at one time, their sours were like legendary.
Yeah.
Like their bottled sours. I don't know if they really dabble in that as much anymore. I haven't really seen too much about it. If I'm wrong, you know, correct me. That's cool. I'm like, you know, I'll go pick some bottles up. But their bottled sours were used to be fucking like the things to get.
Well, that's what I mean. Like even here now, we have like a sour IPA basically with the lemon one, then we have just basically like a regular IPA.
You know, this is a sour IPA without being a sour IPA though.
Yeah. So like they have the variety and they're not like choosing a lane and just being like, oh, we're just gonna make a bunch of IPAs and then randomly put out like a stout or a porter.
Yeah. I'm gonna not throw shade but kind of throw some shade. Could they be for you, what Evil Genius is not. Where they clever with their names, clever with their can art, clever with all that stuff and their pop culture references. But I mean, I'm not saying I like Evil Genius's beard, but you say they work harder on their name and their presentation. Where me, I like both of them, but I really think that Pizza Boy really goes like, we're gonna make a good beer.
Yeah, and I think they care more like, about their beer. I think Evil Genius, and this is not my, I'm not the only person with this opinion, that they worry more too much about having a fun name for their beer than a quality beer.
Yeah,
I had, and this is my personal opinion, not the review of the podcast, but everything, I have not had a good beer from Evil Genius. I will, every single thing I've had from them has been meh at best. And I feel like they worry too much about what their names are on the beer.
Yeah.
Like I had a Santa I Know Him, their Christmas Saison. It just tasted like a bland ass beer that threw some spices into it. But Santa I Know Him, it's fucking Elf reference. So people are going to buy it. Or Stacy's Mom, whatever.
And the reason I say I kind of bring that up is because one of the things that really draws me to Pizza Boy as well is when they come out with the fun pop culture reference beers. They do a great job doing it.
The penis mightier one was the funniest thing I saw in so long.
Really good. We had,
and it wasn't bad.
There's so many. It's just hard to find them on the table, but there's tons.
Yeah, we have that. We had that one.
There's tons of Pizza Boy labels on this table. Yeah. I know they had, because I remember like their labels. Like I like the fact that like Michael Myers is probably gonna make the table. This Rick and Morty one's definitely making the table. The old Polish that we're getting to last year is gonna make, like they have cool labels. Like and I like the pop culture.
Everything is super. Like everything is super solid. It's a cool place. It's awesome place to hang out.
Like I feel if we sat down with people from this brewery and just drank beer and recorded a podcast with, I feel like we would bullshit with them because obviously all of their references is stuff we're you know what I mean? Like when I look at their cans, I'm like, man, they're in the horror. They like the Simpsons. They like, you know, they like old English. They like, you know what I mean? Like we would be friends.
This next one's a twofer too.
Yeah.
There's a Trading Places and Simpsons art.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just like, I don't know. When I drink their beers, I feel like I would get along with the people who make it.
Yeah, definitely.
Just because of the references they put on their cans.
But like, I've been going to Pizza Boy for a long, long time, and they're one of my favorites to go to. And like my brother-in-law Richard, he lives right like 5 minutes from the brewery. So usually, whenever we go down to visit him, we usually end up there.
Yeah, and the great thing is you walk in, and this is not a knock to other breweries, but sometimes you go into breweries and they're a little artsy fartsy. Is what they're like. Oh, here's a basil encrusted. Salmon with a like, and I'm just like, I just want fucking food.
You walk in those wings.
Yeah, you walk in a Pizza Boy and you're just like, what do you like? You want a fucking pizza? Like you're like, yes, that's what I want. Like well,
we
I want
there last time we were there when I bought these, like we went to watch the Eagles game. And because we went to where were we? We went out to dinner somewhere, and I want to think we were in Carlisle. I forget. But anyway, we ended up at Pizza Boy to watch the Eagles game.
Yeah, you were. Like you were posting from you posted from Desperate Times.
Yes, yeah, that's right. We went to Desperate Times, and then we stopped the Pizza Boy. No, this is a different time. They were close to each other though. But where the hell else did we go that day? I forget. But anyway, we ended up at Pizza Boy, and like I had already had dinner and everything. We were watching the Eagles game, and which was like the only good Eagles game of the year. It was them versus Denver, and while I'm there, like some dude got wings. I'm like, fuck, I need those. And I got wings and they were just fantastic.
Speaking of Eagles, they're playing right now against Washington, I think. Or are they the late game?
No, I think
they were Washington was winning when I left the house.
Were they really?
It was 7-0.
It's 16-14. Go W's. They won't last forever. Oh, Taylor Heineke's back in the game. Oh my god, if Washington beats Philly, that would make everything for me. I'm not banking anything. Yeah, but 16-14 third quarter.
But
that's why a lot of our listeners don't listen on Sundays, because they're all watching football.
But I grabbed because it's Trading Places Orange Juice Futures, and it's Simpsons art.
Have you ever had their juices loose? Or no, the white Bronco.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Yep. That was a good one.
The reason I say juices loose is it's called the White Bronco, and it's like an Orange Julius beer.
Yeah.
And so on the bottom, they actually date their cans, and sometimes they throw little
messages.
Yeah. So this one says pro hopped.
Yeah, this one says Clarence Beeks, which is the person who had the crop report in Trading Places.
So on the bottom of the White Bronco, it said the juice is loose, and it says the date that was made. So it's another cool thing with Pizza Boy is always check the bottom of your cans. Yeah. because sometimes they'll put little messages on there, especially if it's pop culture references.
Yeah, Trading Places is one of my
lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah, Trading Places. Like, I saw this, I'm like, oh fuck, because I absolutely love Trading Places.
Did you know about the bottom of the can thing?
Yeah,
yeah.
One of my favorite movies. One of my favorite comedies, and also like relevant because it's New Year. It's a New Year's movie, and it's Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, dude, I'm like, and it's Simpsons art. It's fucking cool.
That's a brewery. I hope we really butter them up here. I'd love to do an episode there. I would just get fucked up with them and be like, yo, let's talk movie.
And I like that the two banker guys in Trading Places are the two homeless coming to America, guys. Yeah. And coming to America.
Mortimer, we're back.
All right, I'm going to turn that off. So
dude, 80s Eddie Murphy. Oh, so fucking good.
Eddie Murphy's just fantastic in general, even though he has some.
I think he jumped the shark.
That's why I said 80s Eddie Murphy. Dude, Beverly Hills Cop, Trading Places, fucking Golden Child, 48 Hours.
Did you ever watch Dottie Daycare?
No.
It's actually funny.
Yeah, it's funny. Not bad.
I think I gave up on Eddie after Nutty Professor 2.
Or
Norbert.
Norbert,
yeah. But, dude, I like the new Coming to America. I thought it was fun.
I don't think I've seen it yet.
I didn't watch
it. Like, I mean, it was super obviously derivative, and it was just mostly fan service, but it was fun. Like, I liked it.
All right, so funny. The orange juice features.
Futures.
8% ABV, 1.2 thousand check-ins.
Oh, wow.
3.8. Four friends checked it in, gave it a 3.88 overall. A massively fruited double IPA fermented with unbelievable amounts of orange juice and dry hop with Falconer's Flight and a touch of Amarillo Chinook for some good measure.
Oh, I already checked this in.
Tim, we just talked about him. Tim from Hothead's Hot Sauce gave it a 4.25. Colin Budwash from Pilgrim gave it a 4. Charles Cunningham gave it a 4.25. Where's Charles from again?
We met him at Pilgrim.
Did we?
Yeah, it was one of the days we had the pizza after work.
Yeah.
Because we actually ran back out to the car and brought stickers in for him.
Okay. I meet so many people. I suck at that. I got to get better. Sorry, Charles, if you're listening, which you're probably not. Yeah, but honestly, I want to go back to that community page. I want to thank you guys so much for participating in that, and I hope that people who are participating also translate to listeners, because that's obviously the goal, is we want people to listen. But if you guys can write some reviews, head over to our website iwepnetwork.com, or if you're listening on Apple or you're watching this live, comment, review, all that stuff really helps us out. We just got our first review in 4 years for Tornado Tech Podcast, which is kind of exciting. A little overdue, I feel, but you know, it is what it is. But yeah, reviews help us out a lot. If you Spotify right now just did a whole thing where you can leave reviews about podcasts and stuff too, so definitely if you can do so, it would really, really help us out. I'm actually, as I'm saying it, I'm going to see if we have any reviews. I don't see any. Also, I don't see where you can do it either. That's not really showing up. That could be problematic. Oh, reviews, very, very bottom. Nope, no reviews.
Yeah, leave those reviews for us. Like, tell us what we suck at. Tell us what we're good at. We want to know. Like, we can't. So a beer podcast is kind of a weird thing, because obviously you guys aren't drinking the beer we're drinking.
Yeah.
So it can kind of be a weird thing. That's why we're trying to find what little niches can we talk, like, hit into to
support
our beer, and let us know what you want to hear. Which brings me to my next thing. So those of you that have been following along on the Facebook group, we had a little poll, and we are going to be brewing our first Bang of Beers beer.
God help us all.
Or you.
So
God help you all if we get too crazy with shit. Like, if we're like, oh, we did good on the first one, let's just throw random shit in the pot.
This is called the beer haired beard.
Yeah. So basically, I've dabbled in home brewing. I don't know if any of you guys have it all. Have you?
Have.
Bob has?
Never.
So I've done
barely make a peanut butter jelly sandwich, let alone a beer.
So I made a few kit beers back in the past. I did a honey ale, and I did a pumpkin ale that were a kit beer that came with like extract and stuff.
Can we do headers? Header beer. We can make Blumpkins.
Maybe, yeah. The blueberry pumpkin beer?
Yeah.
A jalapeno vanilla double box.
We'll bring back the box.
Yeah, we'll bring. Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, I did those. I did my my patented TM mojito, which actually came out very good, and I need to figure out what that recipe was, because it actually was really good. It was a mint lime wheat beer that came out awesome. Like, it was really good. And then I did one other beer, and it just was awful. But
the heck was the mint beer we had at the brew fest that was really good?
I do remember. I remember what you're talking about. It was really good.
What was that? Yeah, I do remember that.
Was that the one by the people who?
It was like a lemon mint, I think.
Might have been there. They were on the same,
Maryland.
They were somewhere up by the guys that did the Boilo beer.
Yeah. Oh, I think it was a lemon.
Oh yeah,
mint
it
one.
Was. No, it was from Maryland. It was CNC. Brewing Factory, I think.
Yeah,
was the one that made
right.
it.
Yes,
I don't remember what it was called.
Is
though.
That the guys? Is that the ones who I said used to brew at a different brewery and then started their own place?
No, they were from I want to say Maryland.
What yeah, they, it was a it was like a peppermint something. It was like a lemon peppermint.
Yeah, it was
something.
Really good.
It was some kind of drink that they have in Maryland in the summer where they put like candy canes basically in lemonade, and then nice. It's like a refreshing.
Yeah, it was really good.
Drink.
So we had a good 50 some people vote between the stouts or between the items and an ale variant won. So we are looking to see what we're going to brew. So we're getting around.
We already made it. It's a really good
it's an Imperial Amber Ale. It's called Nugget Nectar.
Yeah, we did a great job on it this
it's
year.
It's fucking fantastic. So we are going to I'm going to kick around some recipes. We're going to come up with a style and we are going to brew it. And what we're going to do is we're going to document that motherfucker.
Yeah.
So we are going to either live stream it or re-record it, or we're going to figure out what we're going to do with it. But it's going to be a different bit of content that we're going to have. But you guys are going to follow us through this process.
Yeah.
So
you got to register yourself as a home brewer on the app.
I will. I'll make up a good name then. Hair of the Dog Brewing is already taken, so I got to figure something out.
The BBP's
Heretic Brewing Company.
Mine's
But
Ostracod Ales and Oddities.
What's that?
Ostracod Ales and Oddities.
That's yours?
Yeah.
I never brewed enough to like establish it. So, but yeah, dude, we're gonna document this process. We're gonna throw it up. It's gonna be videoed. We're gonna walk through it. We're gonna hang out, drink beers, brew beer in my kitchen.
Yeah, I've never made more than 2.5 gallons in a whack.
Yeah, we're gonna do I did 5 gallon batches in the past. They're hard. I think we're going to do a gallon of 2 gallons because it's something easy to monitor in a kitchen. And then if we get good at it, we'll scale that fucker up. Because what's great is
we're coming for you, Pottsville.
Because what's great about brewing, though, is once you have a recipe, it's infinitely scalable. So if we make a good beer, we have plenty of friends that I'm sure can help us brew it in mass. So we'll work out. Maybe this will parlay into something completely different, and we'll document this journey along with
if
you guys.
If we're willing to pay for the ingredients, we have places that
exactly
let us make beer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we're gonna dabble. We're gonna see what comes out. We're gonna get probably about 10 to 15 beers out of what we're gonna do, and if it comes out good, we're gonna figure out a way for some people to try it out.
Yeah, we're gonna thank the Brett Squared. He is runs the cake stand in Monty City. Love that place. And a Strikeout Beer. Not sure who Strikeout Beer is, but thank you for tuning in and giving us a like. If you want to do an episode, let us know. We'd love to collaborate.
Yeah, but I'm super excited about this. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. You may have some dogs in the background being loud.
Love it.
But they're gonna hang out.
You guys are gonna be making beers. I'm just gonna be petting dogs all the time.
Yeah.
I'll be playing with the dogs. Me and Penny.
I mean, literally 90% of brewing is just waiting. Because like you're waiting to get your like you have an hour of fucking mash in, then you got an hour of a boil, so there's a lot of downtime. So we're gonna try to find some fun stuff to do.
Yeah,
it'll either be I have a few different ideas. Maybe we'll do like we'll film it, and then but while we do the boil portions, maybe we can go live.
Yeah,
and then we can time lapse it or something for an actual YouTube video. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of cool ideas. Billy and I have been working on some stuff as well for some other little off content that I'm working on getting the equipment all set up. So we have a lot of cool ideas for Bangin' Beers in 2022. So outside of just the normal episode. So keep an eye out. Keep hanging out with us.
New logo we talked about last week coming soon, yeah. Which is really exciting. Well, let's get back to this orange,
hell yeah.
Orange juice. This once again, if you are If you can drink a Yuengling Flight and you like that light-bodied, easy-drinking beer, once again, this is right up your alley. It's a light, light-bodied beer. It's not overpowered with the orange or anything, but it tastes delicious.
This is a 7-point fucking one or two.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Holy fuck, Pizza Boy.
This is a dangerous beer as well. Like,
I normally don't like lemon or orange flavored things. Both of them have been absolutely.
They're not overpowering. Like, they're not overtly sweet. And they like, I still get the hopness out of it. And just coming out of being Rona'd and not having senses.
Did you lose your taste and smell?
So, my smell, I lost some smell, but not all smell.
See, I lost smell, but I feel like that's not the case. I was just so stuffed up that I didn't have smell. Like, I was just so congested. Like, so I couldn't smell just because I couldn't breathe.
It was weird because I couldn't smell certain things. Like, I can't smell dog shit currently for some reason, which is good, I guess.
That's not necessarily a bad thing.
But I can smell hops. It's very strange.
Can I have that version of Rona?
Just dog shit. You still smell people shit.
I actually don't smell people shit either, so I don't know.
You're like, rash.
Like, it's very weird. Like, I lost the sense of smell of certain things. But my taste only was slightly muted because of that. My taste never really went away. So
yeah, I didn't lose taste.
I was only sick for one day too, which was fine. But yeah, it was dumb. So this Omicron business, like, hey, you know,
are you boosted and vaxxed? Or
well, I have the best boost ever because I got COVID. Yeah, I am vaxxed.
I need natural antibodies.
Yeah,
yeah, I would still possibly get boosted. I got boosted and I had zero side effects because I got my boosted right after I got it. Yeah.
See, I thought they recommended that if you had it, you don't get vaccinated for something like 90 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's like a kind of thing like once you have the natural antibodies, it like trumps everything.
I will listen. I'm doubled down.
But either way, like to the point, like who gives a shit? Like,
and COVID, what now? Instead of from 10 days, it went to 5.
It went to 5.
Yeah.
We're literally, it's going to be a 2-day process.
Yeah. It's going to be.
Yeah, we're down to 5 now. So the weird thing about like
12 hours and you're all right.
Yeah. Get back to work.
Like, yeah.
The next time you fart, it's out of your system.
Yeah. Like, I mean, to not like to get political or anything about like, but at this point, it's like, who fucking gives a shit, dude? Like, if like the government's going to kill you, they're going to kill you. So like,
I can bring it.
I just want to get back to normal. Like, fucking give me whatever. I don't give a shit.
The cases are so high that we'll hit herd immunity quicker than we hit people getting vaccinated, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, who, like, it's just at this point, it's like, ooh, you're a sheeple. It's like, eh, who gives a shit? I fucking hate the government. But like, they're going to kill you anyway. So who gives a shit? Like, get vaccinated. I don't care.
It's at that point. We're just like, not to get like into that gray area, but if you want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated.
Yeah, if you want to, go for it. If you don't want to get vaccinated and you don't believe it's real, then don't also go to the hospital when you get it.
Yeah. But it's also you know what?
Write it out, baby.
You know what could possibly happen to you.
Yeah. Well, you want to weigh those? Good for you. Fine. I don't care. But like, just fucking, let's get back to normal. Like, fucking do it. No, the government's not trying to kill you with a fucking shot.
It was really funny watching the pay-per-view last night. Literally the main event of the show got canceled because the star of the show got COVID. And everyone's just like, this sucks, man. You got fucking COVID. And everyone's in the front row with no mask, calling, like, licking each other's fucking hands and slapping each other.
Well, that's like even, like, your, like, the New Year's Eve stuff. You see all
the oh my god, the couple kissing with their fucking masks on.
Dude, I almost fucking died watching that.
The in the beginning, what I can't remember his name now. The NBA guy that was like, oh, Corona, then like 2 days later,
yeah. When he made a big joke about it, and he's like, you have Corona, don't touch anything. He's just like, he's like, later, and they're like, yo, dickhead. Yeah, people making out. Did you see that? The people making out.
I don't watch any of that ball drop.
Neither do I. But I saw the memes.
But I was just going to say, like, you see all the people crammed in Times Square wearing masks, and then a bowl game in Miami and no one's wearing anything.
Florida, baby.
Florida never locked down. They never.
Yeah, more people at the bowl game than they allow in Times Square. They're just like,
I didn't. Starting January 3rd, I think. To go into an establishment with food or drink in Philadelphia.
Yeah, you need to require
proof of vaccination. Yeah. Interesting to know, just for people, if you're
to dine or drink indoors. Yes.
Yes. That's the only reason I'm vaccinated. So I just want to keep drinking.
I just figured that
I'm just sick of wearing a mask at work.
I just figured that I'm not eventually
What's that?
I'm not afraid of the cold.
Yeah.
I just figured it eventually it will get to the point that that's what it's going to be. So I'm like, I might as well just get it.
Yeah.
Because like if I'm not allowed to go anywhere except my own fucking house.
Yeah.
I may as well get the shot then because it's like.
And if I die,
the thing is, if I get,
yeah, if I die,
yeah, like you fucking, you're like well, fucking great.
Hey, if I die, I'm gonna hit on Betty White in heaven.
Yeah, the government's gonna kill me with a shot. Happen. Fucking bring it on, man. But like, it just
all the people say the vaccine killed Betty White.
Oh, is that the new thing? I didn't see that yet.
Oh, is that the new? That's the new rumor.
I heard she battled the Balrog.
It was like 2 days before her birthday, and they made a big deal about how healthy she was ever, and. Supposedly she got the vaccine and 2 days later she's dead.
There's some joke about Betty was like, you know what? I'm taking 2021 with me, and she sacrificed herself for everybody.
She died for our sins.
Betty White's the new Jesus.
She really is. There's not one human being on the planet that can say anything negative about her.
Sorry, Bob. That's the thing about Betty White. Someone posted they're like, hey, you've been in show business for like 60 years and we can't tie anything negative to you. Be like Betty White.
Yeah.
Times when like racism was rampant and sexism and all that stuff and nothing happened. Yeah. Betty White was always good.
I still remember the original Howard Stern TV show that was just like on the local station in New York. They had a Stuttering John track her down one day and did like an ambush interview. And you know, Betty was always a big animal advocate. And I still remember this day. He asked her if he ever, while he's doing the stuttering thing, if she ever farted and blamed it on the dog. And like she blew her cool, man. She got pissed off. And like, that was funny.
If he would have got her in today's time, she would have made a joke about it.
Probably.
Because that was the thing. She kind of reinvented herself because, like, she stayed very proper still. Like, don't talk like that to a lady. And then later on in her career, she, like, did the roast. Yeah. And then from the roast of...
Rish and I watched the SNL episode yesterday when she hosted, and it was fucking hilarious. Because they did the Delicious Dish NPR thing with her Dusty Muffin. Oh, my God.
And they're like, I have a hint of cherries here. Honey, I haven't had a cherry in my muffin.
Yeah, it was 1939 or something.
But yeah, that was the thing. She kind of not became raunchy, but she became more edgy with the times.
Yeah, it's funny.
After the roast. Who was it? Was it William Shatner? She roasted. Where she goes, your character went into space, not into the galaxy to be in space, not to fill it, or something like that. She's like pretty much calling him fat and stuff. But yeah, she, I don't know, she fucking changed the game. I didn't realize either when she first started, she did like a live to tape, like literally it was like live where they're just like, hey, you and this person are going to go do a sketch comedy thing, but we're not going to write anything. You have to do everything live, like commercial reads, the whole nine.
All improv.
She talked about that during her monologue on SNL.
She killed it. Like, she literally on a weekly basis. And then they're like, hey, are you able to do like 5 hours of live TV every week? She goes, I'm doing 40 right now and it's all improv. Like, you're going to tell me I have a script now? I think that'd be easier for me. And then she was one of the first people on TV because she had someone who, like, during the show, like, he would come on and sing and dance, and he was a black guy. And the major networks were like, hey, this is the Southern people are like, we don't want this guy on TV. She's just, well, tell him to go fuck themselves. Like, he's staying on my program. And she was like the first one to really stand up and say, like, no, he's staying on the show. We're not getting rid of him because people are racist. Like, fuck that. Like, so she was always ahead of time. She was a super cool person. R.I.P. Betty White. Let's put up our old Polish.
Cheers, Betty White, to old Polish.
To Betty White. What a great way to end with some old Polish here. So this is a 7.4 ABV. Old Polish is going to be a malt liquor.
This is a goddamn malt liquor.
By Pizza Boy Brewing Company. We literally had, for the most part, you're all in the Pilsner lager style. I mean, the IPAs drink like lager Pilsners to me. You know what I mean? Like, they're hoppy, but they're not overbearing. They still drink very light-bodied. Everything on this lineup was a banger for me. 13 people have checked this in.
Only 13. I'm assuming most are afraid to get it because it's a malt liquor.
Honestly, you're probably right. Well, the thing that it kind of annoys me with Untappd is... if people got this and they really liked it, they won't score anything over a 3 because it's a malt liquor. So they think because it's a malt liquor style or a lager or a pilsner, you can't give them scores because they're reserved for stouts and hazy IPAs.
I,
You score it by what you think it tastes like.
Yeah, exactly. Like, is it good or not? Fucking Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And if it's not a style that you don't like, then don't score it.
That is one of my biggest pet peeves. People will be like, oh, I fucking hate sours. This brewery sucks. And like, well, why'd you get the sour, you fucking idiot?
Yeah. Like, I'm not a stout guy, but I'll try it, but I just don't give it a score.
Yeah, because why harm the brewery's score on the beer? Because you got a style that you don't like.
Fucking great. It's really
good. Yeah, seriously.
You didn't see his face light.
And I was like, I saw, he's like, oh, I could drink this all day.
It's the craziest. This is good. Craziest thing is this tastes like it's higher ABV than anything we've drank.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily agree with the flavor profile that's listed. I don't get any briny or bay leaf.
No, I don't get that at all. Bay leaf, that would be very.
Yeah, the flavor profile.
That's very specific.
Citrus, amaretto, bay leaf, briny.
Yeah, that's very strange.
I can see maybe a touch of the amaretto.
Yeah, I get that.
But to me, this is like a.
There's like an amaretto scent to it.
Like a lager more flavor profile. It's malty. I get some breadiness on.
Yeah, there's a lot. It's sweet.
Maybe a touch of the caramel.
Yeah,
but
if this came in a 40, I would crank that fucker down.
I can tell you already, this is my beer of the night.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I think there was a Brewers NPA posted about
it'd be the year of the 40s.
That
would be pretty funny.
Year of the 40s and
lifestyle
and craft beer.
We can
Pizza Boy, if you guys listen to this, please do a limited run of this in 40s.
Yeah, like a special bottle release.
Yeah, dude, I will.
Yeah, like High Life used to do the champagne bottle. Yeah, every I want to do
Edward 40 hands with Old Polish.
That'll be if you put these in 40s, we'll buy them and we will do an entire episode as Edward 40 hands.
That'll be the episode beer. Everyone will nurse a 40.
Yeah.
Edward 40 hands is you take the 40-ounce bottle and you put it in your hand and you duct tape it to your hand so you can't let it go until you're done drinking it.
Yeah. So you do both.
Yeah. I remember doing that at the garage.
Yeah.
And then the most fun part is trying to get them off of your hands when you're done. Like,
all right, so these are my asks for 2022.
Smash them together. They're just fucking blood everywhere.
These are my asks for 2022. Pizza Boy, please put out actual 40s of this.
Yeah,
because it'd be amazing. And some Pizza Boy, you could do it too, or any brewery. I want a craft beer version of Mickey hand grenades.
Oh. You know what was a big thing for me last year that I was really getting into? Like the New York, upstate New York style, like cream ales. Really getting into cream ales.
Oh, dude, cream ales are fantastic.
It seems like it's exclusively like an upstate New York thing, but I don't know.
Karen underrated style.
Snitz Creeks makes a couple of good flavors.
Yeah.
The
blueberry.
The blueberry, the vanilla,
sure
the raspberry.
Make a raspberry one too. Yeah.
I want a peach cream ale.
Well, I'm sure they do it.
Yeah. And Pizza Boy, also keep this lager. This is really fucking good. That's a banger lager. But I don't know, man. I think if I would like, if I had to like make a bucket list or like a super get, like if you were like, hey, this brewery, you had a limited access, any brewery you want, you can make a beer with them and name it and can art it and the whole nine. Like, what would your brewery be?
Ooh, that's a tough call.
Like for me, honestly, I would probably pick a Pizza Boy. And the reason I would say that is because I always like their can art. I'm a fan of their can art.
Well, I mean, I got the package. So, I mean, technically, Pilgaroo owes me a beer I get to pick the name of. So.
Yeah, me too. But it's just the idea of the can art piece. Like if they don't have someone in line yet to do all of their can art or people to do can art.
See, now, if I came in on that, I would come in with... or whenever I choose to do it, I'll have some, like, I just was like, name it this and make whatever.
I have like two or three.
I'll have some rough drafts of the artwork.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and see what they think about it.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty reasonable dudes. We'd be able to meet in the middle somewhere.
Yeah. What about you?
I don't know. Probably, I mean, Evergreen does a lot of good can art too.
Like, yeah.
So, I mean, probably like the ones that have more fun with them, like other Pizza Boy.
I just feel like I have a good time with Pizza Boy.
Like Pizza Boy, Evergreen, Stickman, probably.
I mean, like I'd have a glass of Pilgrim because I'd be like, all right, cool. We're waiting for you of an hour downtime. I'm can go put fucking 97 raw on.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The only problem, I can't wait for football season to be over so I can go back into Pilgrim, and the only thing on TV is pro wrestling.
It should be relatively soon. At least one TV should be dedicated to wrestling.
Dude, I honestly think I'm over sports. I don't give a shit. Like, I don't want to. I don't care.
Football season is almost over.
Yeah. Good. Fucking end it. No, two.
I've been over sports for a long time.
Well, today and then.
Yeah, this week
and then next week. But.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm fucking over sports. Just give me pro wrestling. I'm over it. If I want to watch fucking, I don't want to say fake as a derogatory, but if I'm going to watch predetermined stuff, I might as well at least watch it.
Yeah.
Whether they're out front about it.
Yeah. I think, you know, Maiko Broken Goblet.
Yeah, they have a good.
I like their themes. I like their beers. I like their collaborations. I wish I could have got their goddamn Unearthed beer, but. That would have been awesome. They'll put it out again. They did a ghost beer. They did several ghost beers.
They did the Nameless Ghoul, which I brought for the show.
That was the Nitro White stout.
The Nitro White stout. And then they did a Red Velvet version of it recently, which they might still have. You might be able to order it. Yeah,
they did a Black Hearts Now Reign, a stout with Unearthed. And I wanted it so bad because Unearthed is one of my favorite bands.
Go back to Wet Ticket and get them to make a jalapeno take on the watermelon beer.
That'd be really good. Do that spicy water. Or like, what's that spice?
Turmeric.
No, there's a like a hot like rub spice tea. It starts with a T.
Tarragon?
Put on watermelon. Oh, fucking amazing.
Tajin?
Yes, I think.
Yeah, like
salty,
that.
Hot.
Yeah, like rub. That. Yeah, they put that Tajin, on like on like watermelon, mango.
Yeah,
all that kind of stuff. Hey, maybe that's an idea for. One of our beers
in our
future.
All right, so Pizza Boy,
beer of the night,
fantastic. I mean, every like I said, they're one of my favorites in the area. Like I love the place, I love their variety, I love the extra beers that they have on tap. Their bottles and cans also too. Like I mean, you can get. There's a lot of other breweries there that they also showcase. It's a great time to, every time you go there, their outdoor patio is awesome. Their indoor is great. The food's fantastic. Can't go wrong with Pizza Boy. And it's inexpensive compared to other breweries.
Where you would normally pay for the price of a four pack, you get a Pizza Boy for a six.
Yeah.
But even just like you can go there and spend $50 and have like an amazing meal and like four or five beers.
Or they also do the $20 cases every now and then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, actually, A Great Theory just posted a thing there. It was like $15 cases you could get from them.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but it's there only, not shipping.
Yeah.
And you had to buy a four pack of something, and then you could get a case for $15.
Yeah, which is still crazy.
They just got in it at the Cake Santa Monte City. There's three or four new A Great Theory beers there right now. So if you're looking for some A Great Theory, the Cake Stand just got a bunch
And they'll also ship to your home.
Yeah. They just got a bunch of other new stuff too at Cake Stand. I just don't remember everything. I went in there for the Nugget Nectar before New Year's.
Yeah, I grabbed my Nugget Nectar. I got a four pack of pounders at the Craft House on Friday.
I try to mix up where because I always say, hey, like grab it, I'll give you the money. I try to mix it up and give them some business too. But all right,
yeah, Bob. Since Bill. I ran into Bill. I try and go to the Craft House at least once a month now.
Yeah, it's kind absolutely.
Out of the way for me. Yeah.
Listen, they have a lot of cool, like, they like our vision. They like the owner, obviously. We're talking about maybe doing that thing where we have like a small little section where we have like the Bangin' Beers thing. And we gave him a banner. I don't know. Did you guys hang it up yet?
Not yet.
Fuckers. Okay. Needed the Cake Stand. That's all right.
That's on me. It's in my car yet.
Way to go, Billy.
Well, hey, I'll sneak in one morning and just hang out.
There you go. They don't even know. They're like, what's that? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, right. Don't worry. I take the Christmas decorations down and then I'll.
Cool.
There we go.
All right,
hang the banner up in the craft section.
You said Old Polish is your pick, right?
Absolutely.
I agree. But I'm going to have to say the fucking the Lager Marin is my pick for beer of the night.
Marin Lager's my Lager too.
Yeah, same Bob.
Shitty I'm rat sorry. Fuck bastard.
This is the first time in a long time that we weren't all across the board on the same pick. But I will say for my number two, I will go.
Yeah, Polish. I go. Polish
I will too. I'm not normally a malt liquor fan. Like I'll try them, and normally they don't like.
This is malt liquor done right.
Yeah,
because it's funny because like obviously you think malt liquor is your cheap ass 40. I'm gonna go to that fucking beer and burger. But dude, I love the take on it. I love the old Polish because the whole Hazleton like. Because the Pizza Boy is technically from Hazleton, so
they were.
That's where the owner's from. Yeah, he's from Hazleton.
Really?
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yeah, they're actually from Hazleton.
That's fucking awesome. So, I wonder if he's ever had a Hazleton Hero from Warhorse.
Probably. Well, maybe, but I'm sure. I would assume so. But yeah, they're actually from Hazleton because they have the like Nardone's Pizza beer too.
Did they make a fucking
Nardone's? Remember,
what
yeah.
was the?
Yeah, it's like the label's like the Nardone's Pizza and stuff.
What was the fucking? Guy who the Polish guy who ran the big Ponzi scheme.
Oh, from the Polka King guy.
The Polka yeah. King. I wonder if they ever made a Polka King beer.
Maybe. But yeah, oh they're actually yeah, the guy who runs Pizza Boy is actually from Hazleton. So like the whole Polish thing is that's awesome. Where it's from. But if Pizza Boy, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure that's right. But yeah. That's my number two. Marin, the Lager Marin, dude. I would buy a case
so
of that shit.
That would have been my number two, so
so well, what's your pick for three?
I agree.
Ooh,
that German IPA.
I'm going orange.
Wow.
Phil, no pressure.
No pressure.
Or no, this would be up by one.
I'll go the German IPA.
All right, well, there it is. So if number one is going to be the Lager Marin. Number two is going to be the Old Polish. Number three is going to be the Pro Hopped. Once again, though.
Both these are also fantastic. Yeah,
they're good flavors.
They're good, very good.
Fruit flavored beers.
Fucking awesome.
Again, another episode with no stinkers.
No. You know what actually might be good? A half of one of these two together.
We got to find a beer to shit on. Sorry, next brewery that we do it to. I don't think it's going to happen during a Treehouse episode.
Well, you know what?
Never.
can we get another one of these?
I don't know. We have to travel.
Oh, darn.
Because we get another one of these. I'll bring a 40 of the old
I'll English, ask my brother-in-law is 5 minutes away. I'll ask him this.
And not only will we be able to shit on it, it'll be legitimate.
Yeah.
I'll ask him to grab me. I'll see if they still have it, if you can get a six-pack.
I have a 12-pack at home
with the
Corona Lemonade Seltzers.
Yes.
Yes.
We need another maybe seltzer shootout.
Do a whole episode of those, and then we kind of...
We need to do another seltzer shootout. I think we're due. Those seltzers you had, who were they by? Mike's?
Oh, the Mike's Hard Seltzer?
They're fucking good.
There's a new one.
Well, I mean, if we want
there's new ones out from Truly. There's margarita seltzers.
If we want from work, I have a mixed cocktail pack from Cayman Jack.
I'll try.
Oh, I had the Moscow Mule one and the margarita, and they aren't bad.
They have margarita, Moscow Mule, a Palomo, and a mojito.
Okay.
I got two cases from work for free, so
I can guarantee I won't like the Paloma.
If you like grapefruit, you like Paloma.
I do not like grapefruit.
But they're actually like the mojito is actually really fucking good. I mean, we could throw them in.
How can you be an IPA guy and not like grapefruit?
I don't know. It's just like
I love grapefruit.
I always think I'm going to like grapefruit, and then I get like a grapefruit juice something, and then I'm like, nah, I don't like grapefruit.
Oh, I love grapefruit. I can eat grapefruit all day.
Like I don't mind it if like in the description it says like I get an IPA if it says grapefruit, because there's always like more to it than just like straight up grapefruit. But
Bob, what do you got to plug?
Actually a couple things this week. I'm wearing my Cape Charles Brewing stuff again. It was the place Rose and I went on vacation 2 years ago, not this year but the year before. If you go down the Delmarva Peninsula, Cape Charles is the last real town before you head across the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. Lots of good stuff going on there. Well worth the visit. I want to make sure, I'm going to look here to make sure I don't mispronounce anything. I was at Stoker's for a little bit on New Year's Eve, and I ran into a guy named Greg Reese. I don't know if you're listening or not, Greg, but if you are, Howdy again. He was there with his fiance. He is a part-time employee at McCall.
Mm.
And he runs a Lehigh Valley beer group called the Lehigh Valley Beer Fellowship.
Okay.
And that's literally their internet. Just Google Lehigh Valley Beer
Fellowship.
On Facebook? And I don't know if because I don't do Facebook, but they have a regular webpage. I don't know what their social media status is, but really good people. They were fantastic. We went out for a couple hours down there, had a great time drinking with them. Next time we go down, he said he only works on Sundays at McCall. So the next time we go down there, we'll have to try and make it on a Sunday and I'll pay him a visit while he's in.
Lehigh Valley Beer Fellowship private group. I'm going to try to join. What is your favorite Lehigh brewery in Lehigh Valley? I don't know what's technically a Lehigh Valley brewery. Cuttingham?
Well, Funk.
Lehigh Valley?
That's not Lehigh.
No.
Cuttingham is Luzerne County.
That's Luzerne County. I'm an idiot.
So Lehigh is like McCall, Funk, Weyerbacher.
Oh, I'll say
Allentown, Bethlehem.
Lost Tavern.
I'll say Lost McCall Tavern. And Brew Daddy. Favorite style of beer? Lager. Lager pills. And I agree to the group. Let's see if they let me in. And we'll say we got a plug from what's his name?
Greg.
Greg. All right. All right. Yeah. We're, I don't know if we're officially in, but we'll see how it goes. This group already looks pretty dope. All right. Yeah. Exciting. Before we get into the next plug here, what are you guys doing next Saturday? Do you guys have plans next Saturday?
I'll have to see what time I work.
Okay. Because I not next Saturday, I'm free. The following Saturday, I am not. The Saturday after that, I am free. And the Saturday after that, I'm not again. So I have two Saturdays open this month.
Road trip.
Think about a road trip. My pick would be, because the building just opened, and I'd like to get in there before the world goes crazy again, I'd like to go see the new Wolf building.
Oh, well, Brewing. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Now, I don't mind going to Wolf, but one of my things is like, I mean, well, if it's a trip exclusive to Wolf, that's fine. But like, if we road trip and bar hop, unless something changed, they don't normally open until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, that's if I work Saturday morning, I'd be done at 3. So I'd be able to go home and.
Yeah.
But that's actually the biggest reason I haven't been in there yet. Every time we plan a route out, we're through there.
Yeah, I don't know if I have the dexterity to do a full day beer trip drinking wise, and I'm balling on a budget right now.
but if we go there exclusive, or we decide that that's where we want to go to start, and maybe just hit two or three places on the way back home afterwards.
I mean that would possibly,
because we can hit Wolf, we can hit Evergreen, probably Mellow Mink.
Evergreen opens at like 10:30.
I need to get the Love Drafts.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I would really spot. I would really like to stop back at Mellow Mink, just because they were our first.
Mellow Mink is right across the parking lot from Love Drafts.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's another one that opens late in the afternoon.
Yeah.
They just that's the only reason I haven't been there yet either.
Yeah, and it's a Saturday, so it's not where we're closing early, because it's like usually late, the weekends when people stay open a little later.
I might have plans early in the day, but if we're doing something later, we probably work something out.
Okay, let me know. And if you guys, if you're listening, you guys have the exclusive. Maybe if you guys want to meet us at Wolf or one of the locations, we would we'd love to meet you there. Maybe if we start saying like every other Saturday, we pick a location and I'll go there. And if you guys as listeners meet us there and we build up enough buzz, we can start doing the bus trips.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
That's also something in 2022, now that everything's getting hopefully more
beer burps, baby.
Yeah, beer burps coming through. Pardon. But this is definitely something we're gonna be looking into in 2022, is actually banging beers trips.
Yeah, but we need the listener interaction. You know what I mean? Because obviously if people listen, that's awesome. But we want to take our listenership to a level that we can help other business grow. Listen, if you don't buy t-shirts or subscribe to Patreon, that's fine. But if we can get a group of 20, 30 people to walk into a brewery and give them some cash that day, and we make sure everyone's safe and gets home okay.
Oh yeah.
That's what I really want. Like, to walk into a brewery and be like, hey, this podcast brought in 30 people on a bus that day. Like, that'd be cool to plan out like little trips. But Bill, what do you got to plug?
I'm just going to say, go, if you have a local brewery, go there. Maybe try to go to a different one than your normal. Like, go to Pizza Boy,
mm-hmm,
and get a pizza and any kind of beer you want. whether it's theirs or from another place.
If you guys go to a place or you get, if you try a brewery because you've heard on the show, tell them you heard it from us. Like when you walk in, be like, hey, I heard your you know, Bang & Beers podcast did your beers in the show and I'm intrigued. I want to go check it out. Pilgrim, Black Rock, anything like that. Or go into the craft house. Be like, hey,
yep.
Bill, I heard Bill works here.
He there are people that come in and say, oh, you're on that show. And
that's awesome.
Yes,
really?
Yes, I am.
That's exciting. That's
sweet.
Yeah.
I've had that happen actually a couple times too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
You're the beer podcast guy.
I'm talking to someone about it and they're like, oh, I saw you.
That and also leave a review and we'll read it on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right? We will definitely read all those reviews.
The funniest review.
So
we like those too.
So if you leave a review, then we'll review your review.
You will review your review. Whatever happened to that crazy fucking guy who leaves awesome reviews on Untappd? Did we ever reach out to him?
I did. Dom the Beer Bro.
Yeah.
He said he had too much going on at the time, and he couldn't come down to be on air. And
we can do virtual.
I'll contact him again and bring that up.
Yeah.
But I told him whenever he felt ready to get a hold of one of us and we'll have them on.
Yeah. Well, listen, even if you want to be a guest, we always have an open chair. And if you're a brewery and you're not, obviously you're busy, as long as you have like the capability of calling in or doing a voice chat or a video call, we can have you on. We could talk your beers. It'll be a good time. But Andrew, what do you got?
Nothing at the moment. Working on a few different things, music wise. So hopefully that will be popping out soon. And I'm super stoked to get this this brewing experience for us down. That's my biggest thing. Like, that's my biggest focus right now, is figuring out the recipe that we're gonna do, and then we're gonna produce that episode, and it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Nice. The only thing I have is, just like I said, just check out the website, check out the Patreon. If you can support, go for it. If you can't support, leave us. If you made it this far, screenshot the episode and put it on your favorite social media app and tag us and say, hey, listen to the episode. I hated it. I loved it. If you guys have a topic you want us to talk about, or if you want to dedicate an entire episode while we drink beer and talk Betty White or something silly like that, or review a movie, let us know. We have fun. We'd love to do a little research and watch us break down as beers keep flowing.
We're out of order. We did not do can art.
Oh, can
art. Oh, shit, we didn't.
Old Polish.
I like it.
I'll go with that.
second runner-up.
You know what? Bob
Halloween. That'd be the second
one. I got to go with Rick and Morty.
The Rick and Morty one?
I kind of got to go with the Trading Places, but
they're all good.
You know what? They're all fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Good call, Bob. We did fuck can art up.
Yeah,
way to go, guys. Our first episode of 2022. We fucking are.
Fucking nailed it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Support breweries, support local business. Thank you guys so much. Bang & Beers Podcast 2021. 2022. Sorry, we're not doing that. We're not doing that no more. We're out of here. See you later.